Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network.
In the future, none of you are heroes.
You're legends.
Get driven. Stay driven.
October 10th, 2016. I am Big Daddy. This is Big Daddy's Hard Talk Radio, Volume 41. And I want to say what's up to everybody and welcome my co-host, Valisha Brown.
Hi, everyone. I missed you all.
And Faye Jackson.
What's up, people of the United States of America?
People of the United States of America. Anyway, we want to have some fun today. We'll talk about the two things that went on yesterday that, you know, some is relevant in the regular world, some is relevant in the wrestling world. There was the second presidential debate that went on last night, which again, this is like entertainment to me, and I'm sorry to say, but it is, because I just think it's so funny. Along with that, the WWE pay-per-view was last night, and to fight against the ratings of the debate in the Sunday night game, they put the main event on first. So the very first match was the triple threat, and I think it kind of put them, it made sense, but it didn't make sense at the same time. But we'll go to that later. First, I want to start with the presidential debate. Did both of you guys watch it? Valisha, I know you watched it.
Yes, I did.
Faye, did you watch it?
Nope.
But before we get started on that, Valisha, I wanted to give you your flowers while you can still hear them.
Oh, well, I'm not dead.
I know. But I respect the hell out of you that you volunteered your time to go work the phones for this election and stuff. And
thank you.
I know, and I hope I'm not putting too much of your business out there, so forgive me if I am. But I know you work two jobs all week long. You are a director at your school, as well as you work for a church. I know what your schedule is like, but for you to take time out your schedule when you could have been doing anything else to do that, I admire you and I commend you.
Thank you.
Because a lot of people won't do that.
Thank you.
And I wanted to put that out there.
Thank
you. That was awesome.
It was a really good experience. I actually signed up to do some other weekends. It's just, you know, it's a matter of getting as big as a base as we can to get out there and just vote. So it's a really good experience. Anything you guys can do, you know, make calls. Just make sure somebody is, you know, registered. The deadline is tomorrow, so please get out there and register if you are not registered. Even if you need to switch your address so you can legally vote in your town or whatever, please do it. The deadline is tomorrow.
Go out there and vote, because we cannot have this knucklehead, and forgive my French, wanting to grab women in the pussy, running our country. And Once I heard that audio, I'm like, come on, man. You know everybody's out to get you. Why would you say something that stupid? He is an idiot. If you watched the debate yesterday, the only thing he's stuck on is Hillary and them emails. I'm tired of hearing about them emails. He is stuck on that. He's stuck on the emails, and he's stuck on ISIS. Let it go. Talk about something else.
He probably don't have nothing else to talk about. What can he say?
Exactly.
He is not presidential material. They should have stopped him a long time ago.
Even people in your own party is jumping off of your boat. Why is this even still going on? I know you have to go through the election and this, that, and the fourth, but he should be disqualified in some type of way. Like, wow.
Yes.
If any women vote for him, they're idiots. I'm sorry. You're just stupid. You see how much respect he has for you. Any Mexicans vote for him, they're idiots. You see what respect he has for you. Any person of color, if you vote for him, you are stupid. You see what respect he has for you. He doesn't. He wants to turn back the clock back to the 40s and the 50s and the 60s where you can walk down the street and get your ass whipped and nothing happened to you. And anybody that came up in them times, and I have an older uncle, and he lived through that. And, well, he's in his 60s. Let's say I would be 65 years old, so he lived through that. But if you sit down and talk to him and listen to him and how they did black people back in the day, starting to get like that again. We have to put an end to that, and you cannot let this man in office because he'll go right back to it. I'm not going to say exactly like that, but it's going to go – they're going to try to get as close as they can to where they can whoop your ass and not get away with it, which they're already doing anyway.
Stop and frisk count.
Yep.
It's crazy to me. I'm sorry if I'm, you know, if I'm yelling or I'm too hyped about this, but if you sit and watch that debate and watch how he's just, who's teaching him how to debate? Like, I wasn't on a debate team in high school or nothing like that, but if anybody that was on a debate team, I know there's rules set up. Is he following the rules? Is he allowed to talk while somebody else is talking? He don't give a shit. He doesn't care. He has no respect for nothing. Anyway, if y'all got anything else to say about this subject, Felicia?
My biggest fear, and it's coming true, because, sorry to say, but America is a very crass society, but my biggest fear is that people are going to see Donald Trump's abrasive and, like, just outlandish way of debating and talking, and they're going to equate that with, oh, he's strong, oh, he's you know, more powerful than Hillary, and Hillary is coming back at him not, you know, so low as he is. She's coming back with facts. She's keeping her composure, and I'm afraid that people are going to equate that as her being weak, and it's not. She is standing up there, and she is exemplifying a great amount of strength by not coming back at him the same way he's coming at her. When they go low, we go high, and I don't think America is understanding that. There are people saying that Donald Trump actually won that debate last night, and the facts just weren't there. Yeah, they were saying it. His party was saying it. You know, some of the people that were, like, watching the debate, like the news people said that Donald Trump won that debate. And they're looking at the way he's talking and not what he's talking about, because he ain't talking about anything. He has
no
plan laid together. None. So it's hard.
He's not even, not to cut you off, I'm sorry, but he's not even on the same page as his running mate.
Exactly.
Right. They're not even on the same page. How can you not know what your running mate has planned?
Exactly. I don't know what locker room talk is, but
I saw the vice president debate, and I would say that it was close, but what's his name? Donald Trump's running mate? It had an edge over Hillary's running mate. Because he was just more, he had better answers for everything. But that's not to say, but at the end of the day, Donald Trump don't give a shit about what his vice president is going to have to say if he gets in office. So,
he doesn't.
He probably will, because, I mean, it literally looks like he's just the puppet. He has no plans or policy, so it's pretty much going to be his team running the country and not him.
Mm-hmm.
So,
it is,
you know. We,
and it's funny.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. What'd you
say? No, go ahead.
It's funny. I was watching something yesterday, and my favorite football team was playing Dallas Cowboys. Go Cowboys. We were winning, so I turned away from that, and I started watching as a 30 for 30 on ESPN. And you guys don't remember this because both you guys weren't even born yet. But there was a football league called the USFL. And the USFL ran right after the NFL ran. So it was like into the spring, into summer, as far as this football league. And it ran for 3 years, and then it went belly up because they tried to go from the spring and summer into the fall to run up against the NFL. Guess who the main owner was of the USFL that fought for that and eventually led to the demise of the NFL? I can give you three guesses.
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. And I'm watching this, and I'm like, he was screwing up shit since the 80s. If you're watching,
Atlantic City.
That's what I was just about to say. I was just about to say that. Go ahead, Faye. You can say it.
Atlantic City is a shithole now. When I first moved out here, Atlantic City was like one of my favorite places to go because it was just so much fun, and half of the places were owned by Donald Trump. You go there now, and it's a shithole. Everything's shut down. Everything's miserable. Everything's sky high. There's nothing to do. It's a shithole.
They just closed the Taj Mahal. So 3,000 people are now out of work.
Yep.
Because they shut down Trump Taj Mahal. I remember when it first opened, it was the biggest thing ever. Now it's sad to say it's closed. Look at this man's business history. Mm-hmm. And you gonna want this man to run your country?
Mm-hmm.
Hold on a second. We got a caller.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
I can punch him in.
Hi.
Hey, caller. How you doing?
All right. It's Lady T. Basically... did just call to listen, but since you're sounding off on Trump,
yes.
And it's something that I even put on my Facebook page. Trump was basically somebody that the Republican Party just threw together at the last minute to oppose President Obama. Even a long time ago, one of the big Republicans said that they had, everybody knows they've been fighting President Obama for the last 8 years. And that basically they just put somebody in there to oppose him and to move forward. And even though now Trump is just personal for him, because if anybody remembers The Apprentice, after him and President Obama had words, and then President Obama's speech came in right in the middle of Apprentice, if you notice, the whole thing just now all of a sudden Trump wanted to run for president. And I don't even think he believed that he would get this far, but now that he is, they threw their support behind him. But last night's debate was a big joke. Even on the radio blogs this morning, if you kept listening, you kept hearing Trump sniffle. He kept sniffing. So he, I don't know, he might even have other problems. But the locker room talk, I've never heard such a crazy thing. And I just think the whole thing is crazy. And Big Daddy, you can just leave me on hold so I can listen to the rest of the show.
All right, cool. Thanks for calling.
No problem.
Now, as far as the locker room talk goes, you know, I'm an athlete. I played basketball high school a year at community college, played semi-pro football, wrestled for 18 years. Guys do talk a certain way in the locker room. Yes, it does happen. But he's running
for... He's a 60-year-old man.
Exactly. He's a 60-some-odd-year-old man running for president. You know that everybody is going to do anything to expose you for every little thing. He is a villain. And if this was a wrestling match, he would be the villain, the heel, in this match. Why would you go out and say something so crass and ignorant?
Because he has no respect for women. Look at how many wives he has. But you got the nerve to bring up former President Clinton infidelity from over a decade ago, and yet Hillary Clinton is still married to the same person. But you got the nerve to try to bring up that situation, and you on your fourth wife? Get out of here.
Exactly. And on top of that, okay, Bill did what he did years ago. Like you said, years ago, they had their...
He's not running.
He's not running. It's his wife running. His wife didn't have Mark Lewinsky in there doing something to her. Monica did something to him, and it's over with. If we forgave him and let it go on, then you forgive him and let it go on. You know what I'm saying? But Obama wasn't in there doing nothing that we knew about. And if you can Google Donald Trump's wife now, you can see naked pictures of her.
Mm-hmm.
So your first lady got naked pictures running around the internet for anybody to see. You can't go Google Michelle Obama and see naked pictures. Well, I would like to, but you wouldn't see no naked pictures of her floating around the internet. This, and I have to agree with what Lady T said. When he first decided he was going to run, I thought it was a joke. I thought it was funny. I was like, this ain't going to happen. Like, this is just something, you know, comical. But then, what, a year later, year and a half later, this
he's
dude is actually, yeah, he's there. It's like, it could happen. And I'm not trying to call nobody out that, is listening to the show that who I'm friends with on Facebook or whatever. I see people putting up, I'm not going to vote. I'm not voting this one. No, get your ass up and get into that voting booth.
Mm-hmm. Please.
You understand? Was Hillary Clinton the person that I thought should be, you know, the next president? No. And I'll be honest with you, no, Hillary wasn't my pick either. But this is who we have now. This is who we got to roll with. It's either her or the devil himself. I'm done with it. All right, I'm off it. Y'all, anybody else got anything to say before we move on? Because all I'm gonna do is stay hype on the whole show about this.
When he did make those comments, he was 59 years old, and I think Billy Bush should be fired himself because he was laughing at those comments. And plus, Billy Bush is an actual Bush family member, so fire him now.
Oh, so he's a Bush Bush.
Yes,
he is a
cousin of the Bush family, yes.
Mm.
Wow. He was cracking up. If you listen to the audio, he thought it was funny as hell.
He was laughing, and I always thought he was gay, so I don't know.
Well, he wanted to grab him in the pussy, too. Hey.
I thought he was gay.
Me too.
You know what that reminds me of?
The guy with the glasses. Oh.
Yeah, the guy with the glasses. They would go up to the news people and be like, right up to me.
Oh, my gosh. He's
yeah,
a new VP.
Find
up
at the videos.
If Pence backs out, that's his new VP.
It's that guy with the glasses.
Yeah.
I'm right in the pussy. Oh, man. Anyway. So while this is going on, No Mercy was last night.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you, Felicia, again for texting me and telling me that they were putting the main event on first. Because I might would have slept it and missed it because I was watching something else. But she told me they're putting the main event on first. And I'm like, get the fuck out of here. And they did. So you see John Cena, AJ Styles, and Dean Ambrose opening match. So it was a hot match. The match is good.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed it. And it's the bad part about it was that match was so hot that it kind of drew away from the rest of the show. And it led to a lackluster. I think it did. I think
really?
It did because I felt as though it did because, all right, The Miz and Ziggler had a decent match. They killed it, but you knew Ziggler was going over, and I'm glad Ziggler did. Good for them. And I think right after that match, right after Ziggler and Miz, the rest of the show was just like, okay. And then the whole Bray Wyatt
that was stupid.
Orton match, I thought could have been better.
Yeah, that was stupid.
Just to finish with Luke Harper coming back. Who didn't see that coming? Stevie wanted to see that coming as soon as they found out that he was cleared to come back. Stevie wanted to see that coming. But John Cena, AJ Styles, Dean Ambrose tore the building down. Very good match. AJ won. I see a feud between Cena and Dean about to happen. Good match, though. Good match. Did you guys watch it?
Yes, I did.
I didn't
think?
Get home until midnight, so no.
Okay.
I think it was a good pay-per-view. SmackDown is definitely leading Raw when it comes to...
Oh, I totally agree with that.
Yeah.
Totally agree with that. Even with them putting that main event on first and the rest of the show, it still was better than the Raw pay-per-view.
Right.
Way better.
Right. Like, I'm not even looking forward to the Raw pay-per-view.
The next one is Hell in a Cell, which is a Raw pay-per-view.
And I'm just thinking,
go ahead.
How you know how people buy their pay-per-view tickets, like, maybe like 6 months to a year in advance? They probably bought these tickets before they even knew, like, the draft was coming. So some of these people are going to be upset that they're not going to get to see their favorites at some of these pay-per-views. So I just thought of that today, and I'm like, wow, that's kind of not fair. But it is what it is, I guess.
You know what? Looking forward to seeing, like, you bought tickets to the Hell in a Cell. Dean Ambrose and Hell in a Cell, that's it, because it's not his show interview.
Exactly.
So, you go to Reigns to Rusev and Owens and Seth Rollins in a cage. But
I would be pissed.
That's what they set out
Lisa,
for.
Breaking news, and you just brought, well, I know we're talking about wrestling right now, but you brought it up. Billy Bush has been suspended as of right now for the Today Show.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Just happened.
Damn, buddy.
Yay. See? I'm tapping my forehead right now. I'm tapping my forehead.
You jinxed him. But good. Good for him. Good for them. That's good.
Good for them for making the right decision.
Yeah.
Not good for us.
Cool. But let me go ahead.
Speaking of suspensions, Paige slapped on another 60-day suspension for herself. I truly think she is trying to get herself out of her contract so she can run off into the sunset with Del Rio, because she's tweeting some really just outlandish, rude stuff. So,
what is she tweeting?
She don't want to be there no more.
Right. She's tweeting that they treat her differently and they treat others differently when they do their business. And I don't know, but I think she's on the white lines. I swear she is. She's on that coke. You see how much weight she lost?
How much more weight could she lose? She's already skinny as a rail.
She She's very frail right now, very thin.
Wow. Yeah, I think she's trying to get her papers, her future endeavor papers. And
yeah.
if she is, it is what it is. She did all she could do in the WWE,
yeah,
and she
really...
turned into, you know, pretty much a jobber anyway. So it is what it is. Repackage yourself, try to come back later.
For a while.
Y'all keep talking. I'm trying to work on this commercial thing.
Oh, okay. But, yeah, they haven't paid attention to Paige in a minute, ever since, you know, Charlotte singing her theme, Sasha Banks singing her theme, Bayley's up now. Then you got the SmackDown division, and that's doing great. So,
Paige, honestly, she has a pretty bad attitude. She's very young, and I think she was given so much and pushed so much way too early. So I think she should, like, you know, kind of mature a little bit more, then come back. Great wrestler. I hope her injuries didn't, you know, mess her up too bad. She's a great worker. She'll only be that much better with some more, you know, experience and maturing.
I just really hope she ain't ruining her life over some dick. I hate to say it.
Over Del Rio, right? Because you know he's a... Mm.
Yeah, hello. I hate to say it, but you know how women get sometimes.
You know what? I'm trying to fix this so I can come back in here on this conversation. But y'all keep going. That was funny.
I'm being dead ass. And I already told my trainer. I was like, I know probably Alberto Del Rio that hit you up about coming back here. Don't bring him back.
Why not?
He had his opportunity to go back to the E. He messed it up. So let him stay in Mexico.
Also in wrestling on TNA, we got to see the debut of Cody and Brandi Rhodes. That was pretty cool.
Yep. She needs some work.
Brandi?
Yeah.
I haven't seen her work yet.
No, even her little spot that she had in the ring, it was like, eh.
Oh.
So Maria know how to bump. You ain't got to be nice with her. She know how to bump. She took super kicks to the face. Like, real ones. So.
She's taking enough of them.
Exactly.
But, yeah, I'm excited, you know. I'm excited to see where it goes. I think they were very, very smart. Cause if you notice, they don't call Cody Cody Rhodes. Because they did kind of trademark his name, I guess, but they never trademarked Brandi Rhodes. So technically they can still be called the Rhodes family on TNA, which is very smart business on their part.
So if they're not calling him Cody Rhodes, what are they calling him?
That's because she went by Edom. So
there's
no Rhodes behind her in the WWE.
So they can still use the Rhodes name, but they'll probably call him. I don't know what they'll call him, but when they come out, they're always like the Rhodes, you know, family or whatever.
I think
all right, I'm still working on this. Not to cut it, I'm sorry. This is really a pain in the ass. But I wanted to ask you guys your opinion of the main event on Raw last week. What do you think? Sasha Banks, Charlotte. Main event in the Raw, like Lita and Trish Stratus did years ago. And, you know, as far as women and wrestling and stuff, I thought that was kind of big. When y'all
didn't even know what to expect, but they brought it. They definitely brought it. It was amazing.
It was. And I thought it was a good match. And I'm glad they did give them that main event slot because, to me, you had two of the best women wrestlers in the world going at it. And it was a great match. And when I seen Charlotte do that flippy moonsault thingy, whatever they called it, I'm like, damn, I ain't never seen her do that before. Like, she could really...
Right.
That was good. And Sasha won again, you know, so she's the two-time women's champion. And Sasha could go. Charlotte could go. It's a good match. And I'm glad, like I said before.
Hold the belt for a month now or something.
We'll see. You know,
Vince they take it off of her.
Yeah. You know how he is with.
Exactly.
With, you know, I ain't going to say nothing else.
Exactly.
I was surprised to see Naomi win last night. I was shocked.
That was a filler because, you know, Becky Lynch is injured.
Yeah.
What did she injure?
What is it, her? It's not her back, is it?
I think it is her back. Is there a back?
Mm. I don't know, but she's out. They pulled her off like a day before the pay-per-view.
All right. Screw it.
Hello?
Yes. Did he just leave?
He probably cut his own self off. Everyone, this is Faye Jackson and Alicia Brown. We are hijacking Big Daddy's Hard Talk.
Yep. There is no more Big Daddy.
We're just better anyway. I mean,
I know, right?
Seriously. So, Faye, while we're talking about wrestling, do you want to talk about your match? I didn't even know you had a show, and I see pictures online. I'm like, wow, you know. Total
disrespect. Yeah, this weekend was pretty crazy for me.
Oh.
That's why I wasn't able to see. I haven't seen TV this whole weekend. I don't know what the hell is going on, what I missed. I heard there was a huge fight on Basketball-wise, and I missed it.
That is on my DVR.
Like, reality.
Yes. I will DVR that with dinner tonight.
Right. Yeah. So, this past Saturday, I was at Triple WA. I got to see my brother, Slim Whiskey.
Boo.
You can't boo now. We a tag team.
But and yes, then, I heard you were beating up dudes.
Oh, of course. And then
as
I got jumped
do.
Up in, so, you know, things happen. I'm challenging the women's champion to her title. She's afraid of me.
But, yeah, I am just so proud of you. I know, you know, you may not hear it, so I know you just keep focused what's in front of you. A lot of women is not going to tell you that they're proud of you, but I am, like, super proud of you.
Oh,
I have to say I know you. I have name dropped a few times, so so don't be mad at me. But yes, I am very proud of you.
I'm back.
All you want. They probably like, who's that?
No. You're getting out there and you look great, you know, and you got a great mind, so I'm really just happy for you.
No, thank you so much. I appreciate all the love.
Yeah.
I really appreciate that, though.
You just watch out for your tag team partner. You can't trust Slim Whiskey for nothing.
No, you can't.
What?
He's taking
You can't trust that Slim Whiskey.
Near your booty and no.
No, it's not even.
They'll watch
it's him. Not Slim Whiskey. That's the problem. It's freaking
can't
old. Trust him. You see he put a bottle on my butt?
No, I didn't see that.
No.
Did it stay? It probably stayed.
After Deanna put me in a crippler crossface to make me tap out because I tried to jump her, he gonna put a bottle on my butt.
Yeah, that's the one to watch out for.
Yeah, I ain't got work. Let him know better. I ain't got to watch out for him. If anything, he keeps them off of me.
Good. But finally got to the thing. I'm going to take this first commercial break, and then we'll come back. Big Daddy's Hard Talk, Volume 41.
For $5 today, you can buy a wealth of things. Gas for your car, rent a movie for the family, a few slices of pizza. $5 still takes you a long ways. But did you know that $5 can buy your child a bag of heroin in the streets? That's right. For only $5, your son or daughter can buy some of the cheapest and purest dope in the country. Be aware of the lies. Be aware of the stealing. Be aware that's all it takes to kill your child. $5. This message was brought to you by Casey's Car, a group of parents located in Southern Chester County out to save your child's life. Come join us today at www.caseyscars.com. And remember, $5 is all it takes. Casey's Car, www.caseyscars.com.
Looking for that perfect gift for your girlfriend? Then look no further than Teddy Scares. Teddy Scares are available in a variety of styles, sizes, and prices for all your shopping needs. Teddy Scares are a mix of cute and creepy to make a great gift for almost any age. Board up your windows, lock your doors, and log on to TeddyScares.com. And be sure to become our friends at Facebook.com/TeddyScares.
Calling all comic book fans. Do you collect comics? Did you ever collect comics? Do you think your children might like reading comic books? Do you even know they still print real, paper, non-digital comic books? Well, then visit the Pirates of Ontario Street Comics in Philadelphia. We have a massive collection of comic books, action figures, trading cards, and much more. We have one of the largest stocks of back-issue comics in the area. We bag and board every new comic book at no extra charge. Our store is voted the best comic book shop in the 2013 PHL 17 Hot List Contest. Part of the movie Unbreakable filmed in our store. We are open 7 days a week. Ontario Street Comics is located at 2235 East Ontario Street in the Port Richmond section of Philly. Our phone number is 215-288-7338. Type in the words Ontario Comics Philadelphia to check out our wacky stores page on Facebook.
Are you looking for a mortgage for that new home? Do you want to refinance to a lower rate, obtain cash out, or consolidation? If so, call Anthony Muscarella of Advisors Mortgage Group. Advisors Mortgage Group is a mortgage banker and loan our own money to first lien mortgage loans. We have built a platform for a seamless and stress-free mortgage process, which remains our number one goal for all of our customers. We understand that success cannot be obtained without teamwork and communication, two of our most important strengths. If you're looking to apply for a loan or simply have some questions, please don't hesitate to give Anthony Muscarella a call at 732-749-3333, extension 12, who, by the way, has been recognized by Mortgage Executive Magazine as being one of the top 1% of originators in America. That number again, call Anthony Muscarella at 732-749-3333, extension 12, where we tailor our loans to meet your needs. Advisors Mortgage Group is an equal housing opportunity lender licensed by the New Jersey Department of Banking and Insurance. Branch NMLS number 173453. Loan officer NMLS number 111400.
And we're back. Big Daddy's Hard Talk, Volume 41, with Felicia Brown, Faye Jackson. Sitting here watching the world news while we were on commercial. I kind of, you know, eavesdrop in, not to keep beating this Trump thing into the ground, but the woman that he was speaking about just spoke out and pretty much denounced him, denounced what he said, and said there's no room for that type of behavior, and she's pissed off. And good for her.
Mm-hmm.
Good for her. Speak out. Did
mm-hmm.
She stayed quiet at first, but now she's speaking her mind. And good for her. Anywho, I have a relationship question. Not a real relationship, but kind of sort of like that. I had two of them. I forgot the one. But the one was, would y'all get mad if your best friend started dating your ex? Hello?
Mm-hmm.
I think it depends on which one.
Yeah.
Like, what do you...
Yeah.
Yes, no, maybe so.
No, I think it depends
on
which
it is.
One. The one, yeah,
depends.
The one I had the longest relationship with, yes, because you know the history.
You and Honey break
that.
Up. You and Honey break up, and your best friend start dating Honey.
Like, automatically?
No, let's say a year goes past, maybe 2 years.
Yeah, I'll be upset. I'll definitely be upset about that.
Felicia?
I mean, in a way, No. Like, I've had friends talk to people that I was kind of with at that time. But in a way, no, because we broke up for a reason. And you're somebody else's problem now. If you know, if it works out, it works out. But 9 times out of 10, it probably will not work out because there's just something wrong with that person. So I always look at it like, haha, now you have to deal with, you know, all the stress and anguish that I was dealing with. So it's on you now. So whatever. But we all use that word best friend and friend very loosely. Like, your real friend wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Your real friend wouldn't want to do that because they heard you, you know, bitching and moaning about this person. So why would they even want to get in a relationship with them?
Yeah, but sometimes, you know, you, even though you bitch and moan about them, you're still kind of attracted to that person. And maybe you think that this person will treat you differently than what they treated your friend. I don't know. Yeah, that's a hairy one. That is other one is a stupid question. But I thought of it earlier. Say what? I was going to ask you because I'm just curious. I'm just curious. You and your man been together. Y'all not married, but y'all been together, you know, blah, blah, blah. And he says he wants to spice it up in the bedroom a little bit. Jeez. And he asks you, can he bring another person into the relationship once or twice? When you ask who, he says your mama.
Yep. Come on now. Come on. Come on.
I'm just saying. Would you have a problem with it?
I don't even let my mom know who I'm with. So what does that tell you?
And honey knows my mom too well and is afraid of her. So I know they ain't. So I can't even answer that question. I can. He wouldn't even ask. He would, no, no. That ain't happening.
He would have spiced up a little bit.
No. Say it was
even,
like,
no, even, look, even when I was talking about eloping and not having a married wedding, and he's like, I ain't facing Miss Harris. We got to have a wedding. So you see, he's going to have somebody.
Damn.
See, he's going to do that.
So your mom gangster.
Yeah.
Say it was like Jahlil Okafor and his tasty behind father. I'm all for it. I'm all for
it.
Call me Jahlil.
Or just say I'm dating John David Washington and he want to bring in his dad, Denzel. I'm all for it.
Oh, no. Not back to the Denzel thing again.
You wouldn't take Jill down her biscuit packing mama?
I never seen her mama before.
See?
But if it was delicious and her fine ass mama, yeah, I'd think about it.
Lord.
Her mom fine as she wanna be. And I know Lady T is still on the phone. I'm gonna say this. She has a girlfriend named Sheree. Sheree's mama was fine as hell. How the mama find it in the daughter, I don't know. Mom was fine as hell. Yeah, I would do mama before I do the daughter. The daughter was fine as hell. I'm just saying. I know she cracking up right now, too.
Lord have mercy.
Anywho, we'll take this last commercial, come back with our final thoughts. Big Daddy's Hard Talk, Volume 41.
Attention business owners, website owners, event promoters, or anyone looking to promote your product. The Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network is the perfect way to spread the word of your business around the world. That's right, you can advertise at our network and be played on all of our shows at rates that are so cheap, it's a no-brainer. For more information, contact Bay Ragney at bayragney@gmail.com. To keep your business driven, stay driven with Totally Driven Entertainment.
Hey everybody, this is Nick Wilkinson with TV Nation and Totally Driven Radio and Entertainment. Sadly, each year, approximately 3.6 million children become victims of child abuse. My latest ebook, Child Abuse, The Ripple Effect, explores the long-lasting effects abuse can have on victims. Explore life after the abuse ends and how we cope with the tragedies of the past. Child Abuse, The Ripple Effect is available on Kindle for only 99 cents. And don't forget to check out my website, actingnotreacting.com, a common sense approach to teens in crisis. Let's work together and make this world a better place. And remember, stay driven.
Are you a fan of Sherlock Holmes? Letters from Holmes offers unique, one-of-a-kind letters from the world-famous detective himself. Handwritten on 8.5-inch by 11-inch aged parchment paper and using smudge-free ink to produce original, high-quality letters that fans will treasure for years to come. Each letter is handcrafted and written from the perspective of Sherlock Holmes, mimicking Holmes's native tongue and embracing many of the famous detective's quirks, quips, insults, and peculiarities. Order a love letter, birthday greeting, personal correspondence, or more only at www.etsy.com/shop/lettersfromholmes.
Are you looking for a mortgage for that new home? Do you want to refinance to a lower rate, obtain cash out, or consolidation? If so, call Anthony Muscarella of Advisors Mortgage Group. Advisors Mortgage Group is a mortgage banker and loan our own money to first lien mortgage loans. We have built a platform for a seamless and stress-free mortgage process, which remains our number one goal for all of our customers. We understand that success cannot be obtained without teamwork and communication, two of our most important strengths. If you're looking to apply for a loan or simply have some questions, please don't hesitate to give Anthony Muscarella a call at 732-749-3333, extension 12, who, by the way, has been recognized by Mortgage Executive Magazine as being one of the top 1% of originators in America. That number again, call Anthony Muscarella at 732-749-3333, extension 12, where we tailor our loans to meet your needs. Advisors Mortgage Group is an equal housing opportunity lender licensed by the New Jersey Department of Banking and Insurance. Branch NMLS number 173453. Loan officer NMLS number 111400.
And we're back. Big Daddy's Hard Talk, volume
you know what?
One. What?
Me and Valicia never had our talk on who in wrestling was hot. So,
oh.
We don't
do it. All right, go ahead.
Valicia, I'd like to know, besides Dean Ambrose.
Besides Dean Ambrose, okay. I will definitely let Cesaro have a little
break. Really?
Definitely Cesaro, yes. His body is amazing. He's so talented, so strong. Just really, really sexy to me. Yes.
And that's it?
No, well, back in the day, I used to have a really big crush on, like, in shape Billy Kidman. So I'll give it to that.
Shape.
In shape Billy Kidman. But yeah, definitely Dean Ambrose Cesaro. Yes. My guys. And I really like Baron Corbin, too. It's just something about him. It's like the tall, the loner, the I'm just going to beat your ass type. Yes, I like it. How
right,
about
you?
Let's get up and scroll on the list.
Well, the Usos can get it.
My brother Lance is cute. Speaking of Lance, he's going to be at that show in Derby. Okay, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, both of them can get it. Finn Balor can get it.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, can get it today, tomorrow, and the next day. He can get it.
Yes.
And who else? Everybody currently. Besides them. Yeah, those are definitely my two.
Or
three. My bad. That's three. Yeah.
No current ROH champion, no.
Oh, Adam Cole? That's bae.
Yeah.
Yeah, Adam Cole's bae. Matt Taven's my new bae. If y'all see my my Instagram yesterday. I was with him all day.
Oh.
And anybody else in? No. Not at all.
Do I get a turn? Do I get a turn? Can I have
no.
a turn?
No.
I get a turn.
You have a plethora of people to pick. That's not fair.
That's not true. I'm talking WWE. If anything, I got less. You got more. Shoot. That's me.
All right, go ahead. It's going to be karma.
Naomi would definitely get it. Naomi would get it. No, Karma, a.k.a. Awesome Kong, wouldn't get it. I've seen her in person without the makeup on. She's a very nice person. She is a very nice person. But, like I said, Naomi definitely. Victoria, back in the day. I thought was sexy. Medusa, I thought was sexy back in the day.
Medusa and Victoria kind of look similar, though. This is one is blonde hair, one had black hair.
And I tell you, somebody else back in the day, I thought would get it, but once I seen her, when I became a wrestler, I was like, oh, God, no. Was Missy Hyatt. Back in her WCW days, I thought she was hot as hell. But when I seen her on the independent scene, I was like, oh, God, no. And that's about it. Independent-wise, and I don't believe I'm saying this, and I'll probably get some heat behind this. But anyway, independent-wise, back in the day, don't ask me why, I don't know, but back in the 90s, when I was maybe 4, 5, 6 years in the business, Amy Lee Murray did it for, I don't know why, it was just something about her I thought was sexy as hell. I look at it now, like, oh, what the fuck was I thinking? What the hell was I thinking? But back then, it was just something about it I just thought was sexy. Anyway, I'm off it now.
Did you get to, well, you met her before, right? You got to hang out with her and stuff. So
yeah, I hung out with her. We hung out a lot, actually. And we was cool.
Yeah.
And it was what it was. I even told her, like, in the 2000s, like, early 2000s, I told her, like, back in the day, I had a little crush on you. She was like, really? And I was like, yeah. And we just laughed it off.
No.
I don't know what it was. Maybe it was the fact that I knew she could whip a dude's ass. Like, because I seen her stretch somebody. Stretch a dude and made him cry in the ring.
Oh, damn.
That's kind of what I thought. She stretched a dude and made him cry. That's how bad of a bitch she was. She was a bad bitch. Like, she didn't take no shit from nobody. So.
I knew you had
anyway.
Something for us.
How you know?
I would go to shows. Yeah, that's yeah.
All right. That's back in the day. Now I look at it like, oh, what was I thinking?
I think we should have ended with our picks, but okay.
I'll let y'all have y'all time. I didn't say nothing.
Yeah, but now your picks are like burned in people's mind and eyeballs.
All right, then we'll go back. Felicia, definitely Dean Ambrose. Everybody know that. And Cesaro, which now I don't like Cesaro no more. Now I want to kick his butt. I'm playing. I'm joking. Who else did you say? Oh, Finn Balor. Y'all like? I don't see what y'all see in Finn Balor. I don't get that one. Cesaro, I get. Finn Balor, I don't get.
Why do you get Cesaro but not Finn? You like size?
Well, Finn is like, I don't know.
Oh, his eyes. I thought you said his thighs.
No, I like his eyes. Like, I'm like, they're so hypnotizing to me. That's what I like.
Y'all don't like Bobby Roode?
Nah.
He reminds me of Triple H. Triple H just now got attractive to me now that he's all
right?
Like CEO,
right.
Business.
Just now. Not even back then. Like, just now there's something about him. But
when he rolls up to me, please. Oh, my gosh.
All right. I'm going to throw another one out there to y'all. Y'all probably going to say, ew, no. But I'm just curious. Kevin Nash back in the day wasn't sexy to y'all?
Hell no.
Just asking.
I will throw out, I have a huge weird crush on William Regal.
William Regal?
Yes. Yes. I don't know what it is. I think it's his accent and the tall. I don't know. But minus the drugs and the nose, okay. But and also CM Punk is my boo.
Even after he got his ass whipped.
Yes, that makes it even better because he didn't give up. He's coming back, right? Right.
But have they said he's coming back yet? I haven't heard anything.
He said it. Yeah. But yeah. We'll see. I don't know.
William Regal?
Young Chris Jericho was pretty cute. Now I'm just like, and plus I know a bunch of people that he messed with, and it's like,
what?
Oh, you know
what?
Well,
we might have
you
to spill some tea on that on another show.
Yes, please.
You learn a lot on the indies. That's all I can say.
Ooh.
Oh, somebody else I forgot. Who was the chick that was with, the one that Batista was dating?
Melina?
Yeah.
Ew.
When she did that split, I went nuts. When she used to do that split,
she was,
oh, Lord.
She was crazy as hell.
Yeah, she was crazy, and she caused a whole bunch of trouble. William Regal?
Yup. For me, it's like a talent and like a mystique. You know what I mean? It's weird. Don't judge me.
I don't think there's any black ones. Is there any black wrestlers that I have had a crush on?
What about Big E?
Oh, I love Big E. I don't think he's cute. I just like his personality.
All right. I'm going to throw a name out there. I know Felicia going to say no right off the bat, but I'm going to throw the name out there anyway. Dwayne Johnson.
He is cute. I do like him. He can get it.
I used to be a huge Rock Mark, but when I started learning the business, I'm like, this guy is an asshole. So, no, I don't like The Rock.
Well, he can get it, but if he brought me to the set of ballers, I'm dissing him. Going right to John David Washington. Hello.
There's one wrestler y'all forgot. Big Daddy Ruthless. Y'all forgot about him. He is sexy as hell.
I can't judge you. What the hell?
Shoot.
You are Big Daddy. Very sexy.
Have I need to rip his shirt off at the show? He would rip his shirt off and the baby oil and all that stuff.
Lord have mercy.
All that humping and bumping and grinding he did back in the day.
I don't judge family.
On that note, we took up enough time. I want to thank everybody for listening. Big Daddy's Hard Talk, Volume 41. We're going to plan a Halloween show.
Yes.
So we're going to put that together. That's not next week. That's the week after. So next week I want to talk a little bit more Sixer talk because it's getting closer to the start of the season. If anybody that's been watching the Sixers these last couple of games, the anticipation of Joel Embiid was big. And to watch Joel Embiid play, it's incredible. And I hope his feet are finally healed because a little bit of time that he's played so far, wow. This kid's incredible. So I want to get on that a little bit, blah, blah, blah. Have some fun. Anybody, you know, want to call in, you know the numbers, call in. I want to thank my two beautiful co-hosts again, Felicia Brown and Faye Jackson. Faye,
yep.
You know, you got any dates coming up this week? Anywhere anybody can see you wrestle?
Friday I will be at Sanctuary Pro Wrestling, if anybody is in Hazleton, PA. Saturday,
okay.
I will be at Fiesta Pro Wrestling in Long Island. So, we'll see how all that goes. And, oh,
handle
if
your business.
Fiesta Pro Wrestling, I have a special... I love Halloween, so I love dressing up as somebody different. So I'm not coming, I will be coming out as Faye Jackson, but Faye Jackson will be dressed as her favorite wrestler. So if y'all are anticipating, you have to come out and see it.
So you're wearing a Sixers shirt and some red, white, and blue pants?
Yep.
Yeah.
How'd you know?
Felicia, you got any last words?
Yes. Please keep in your thoughts and prayers and see if you can help in any way the victims of Hurricane Matthew in Haiti and South Carolina and Florida. The death toll in Haiti is well over 800, and I've even heard that there's a few in Florida and South Carolina. So just please, you know, do what you can for those people.
And that whole thing in South Carolina, and even when it hit the States, was real. I'm going to share this real quick. Then I'm going to, you know, wrap the show up. My daughter married a guy that's in the military who's stationed in South Carolina. Once they knew that storm was going to hit, they made that whole base evacuate. So my daughter had to stay in Alabama for close to a week with people that she barely knew. But she's back home now. She's safe. Everything is cool. But that drone was real. And not just here, but especially in Haiti, Jamaica, all that. So pray for these people. The same way we pray for France and the same way we pray for everywhere else, pray for the Haitians as well as Jamaicans. That storm was real. And it took, you know, it was a lot of people died behind that. That's, you know, less fortunate. So, and the funny thing was my daughter, when she was saying that, she couldn't believe that people were taking it this serious. You know, she was like, well, you know, when we're home and we hear a tropical storm coming, you just know you couldn't leave the house. You know, you knew your house wasn't going to get tore up. And I was like, well, you forgot about Hurricane Sandy. And she was like, oh, yeah,
yeah.
That's right. So it does happen up here. So just don't think it happens down there. It happens up here, too. Hurricane Sandy came and tore up a whole bunch of people's houses. So,
yes, they're still recovering.
Yes, yes. So... just keep everybody in prayer, keep our military in prayer, and keep our country in prayer.
Yeah.
And anybody who hasn't registered to vote tomorrow, get up off your ass and go do it. This election is, every election is important. This one is extremely important. Get out and do it. Like with Nike, just do it. On that note, there's three different types of people in the world, those who don't know what happened, those who wonder what happened, and people like Felicia Brown, Faye Jackson, and Big Daddy that make things happen. God bless you all. Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Bye.
Damn it. This thing's been a pain in the ass tonight.
Wow, well, okay, listening.
All right. Shit. Okay. Good night.
Good night, everyone.